cake, cake to boil grass like they do now. Mm-hmm. It just takes about half the labor. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, we've got to where they use these silos for dairy farming. Uh-huh. Dairymen most of all are using silos now. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Seems to be practical.
Yeah, they can keep their stock in, I guess.
Well, they don't particularly keep them in, but it gives them a fresh silage with a lot of protein in it, and mm-hmm. it's more like fresh grass, and it produces about, well, at least a fourth more milk.
Boy.
You can't produce milk on dry food like you can on silage.
Oh. I'm learning as I go along about these things.
Well, that's the way we all do it, get older.
What was the big outbuilding around the house?
Outbuildings? Uh-huh. Well, we generally have a smokehouse out of the house, and that we killed our hogs and put them up through the winter and kept our own meat. Uh-huh. And in that, I was out on the farm there, I built me a wash house at one end of it, mm-hmm. where my wife could go out there and do her washing and mm-hmm. not mess up the house. And then we had a barn, and then off a little ways from the barn, we had sheds. Mm-hmm. We had our lean cattle, got a little thin while we take care of them. I put them in that lodge, take care of them. Didn't run them with the other cattle.
Did you have a special building for storing your corn?
Well, in my place, I do later on, but most of the time I had a big corn bin in the barn. I had a pretty good sized barn. And we kept the horses in there because we farmed with horses all the time, mules at that time. Mm-hmm. Later on, we got to farm with tractors, and we done away with that.
Took care of oats, didn't it?
Yeah, take care of oats, and we have our corn bins and our oats bins now, and our wheat bins.
Uh-huh. And you didn't have any special buildings outside for storing your grain or your corn, and you just have a special place in the barn for them.
We didn't have at that time what we do now. We have our oat bins to itself and the wheat bins. You know, I believe out there at our place now we've got three different bins that we keep the stuff in. Then we have a barn special for just hay and nothing else.
Oh. You call that the hay barn?
Hay barn. Uh-huh. Call that the hay barn.
How about the upper part of your barn, your old barn?
They used to store hay in it, but it's quite a chore to put that up there. So we built our hay barn right on the ground now, and just back into it and unload the hay, and it's about half as much work.
Uh-huh. Well, in your old barn, did you call the upstairs part of it anything special?
Yeah, we used to call it the upstairs.
You call it ever call it the mow or the loft?
Yeah, hay mound, yeah, loft.
Did you stack your hay in the fields?
We have. In previous years, I had a stacker, and we stacked this hay in the field to feed cattle. And we'd hell out there and we'd have a hay rack and uncap a stack of hay and then spread it and then come back, get it another load and spread it again. But it run into so much work in the later years that we built our barns and baled our hay and we had no waste. You see, mm-hmm. you waste half of your hay and it's got too expensive to waste. Mm-hmm. Them days we'd go out there to bale some hay and we could bale 10 to 12 tons a day. And now then, my son-in-law bales 700 tons of hay in 8 days this year. Boy. He baled 132 and a half tons one day last year, and he baled 125 tons, 124 tons in one day this year.
Well, those are busy days.
And he's baled, this year, already he's baled 4,000 tons of hay.
Yeah.
And still got 700-800 tons of bale.
He's a busy fellow, too.
Oh, he's busy. It takes... He's got 9 trucks running, two hauling to Arkansas. He hauls that University of Arkansas hay. They live with 500 tons of hay down there a year.
Boy.
And he's hauling hay to different fellows here around here, puts it in the barns.
How many cuttings does he get?